everybody. Excited about being here this morning. Like I said, had a super Thanksgiving time and was thankful for so many things and still thankful for a lot of things. You know, I think about how the Lord has controlled, and once I decided to catch the bus, you might say, and get on the right track, I can look back and see how God's guided and directed my life. And, you know, there's been some ups and they've been some downs. I guess everybody goes through that. But, you know, when I consider what's taking place, you know, I guess there's a good way to judge that. I've cried a lot more tears of joy than I have of sadness. So, you know, that's a good thing when you can say that. I want to talk this morning a little bit about the God we serve, a great God, a God that's capable of anything. Nothing's impossible with Him. I want to talk about the God that we need to serve, the God that created us to worship and praise. And, you know, I'm in the conclusion that that's the way God created us as a people, that we worship and praise. And so we're going to worship and praise something. You know, whether it be the God, the true God, or it be a false God, or it be something else, you know, it says where your heart, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So we need to consider this morning about where our treasure's at. And if it's not in the right place, move it. You know, if treasure's not in the right place, move it. If your heart's not in the right condition, get it changed, because God can change a heart this morning. Jeremiah chapter 10. We're going to go here just for a few minutes and then over New Testament also. Jeremiah chapter 10, I'm going to start in verse 1. Give you time to turn there with me. And this is talking about false gods. It talks about how the people will set up a structure of some kind, and they'll make it look good, and they'll deck it out silver and gold, and we're going to read about all this, and they will worship and praise a false god, because we are created to worship and praise somebody or something. So let's get the worship and praise right this morning. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1, "Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, nor be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them." So let's get the indication here. It talks about learn not the ways of the heathen. You know, there's a way which seemeth right unto man, but Scripture said that leadeth to destruction. So we know that there's several ways that we can turn and directions that we can go, but there's only one real leadership of God, and that's what we need to seek the counsel for in our life, that we're truly following the leadership of God. So you think, well, I don't know how anybody could worship anything other than God. Well, there's people worshiping other things all the time, or this house wouldn't hold everybody. You know, that's very plain to see, that we've come to worship and praise God. All those that are out there, and there's more of them out there than there are of us in here, they've chose to worship and praise something else. And people will worship and pray. What's most precious to you is really what you worship. So it goes a little bit farther. It says, "For the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not." And so it's given a description of what people do to create a God for themselves. I'm telling you, we can't create God. God created us. And so we need to have this understanding and knowledge. In verse 5, it gives a description of them. It said they are upright as a palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also it is in them to do good. So we're looking at what they have created, and Jeremiah warning the people against this. He said they'll create their own God. They'll make it look really good. You know, they'll stand it upright. They'll fasten it so it won't fall over. He said, but it can't move on its own. It must be born from one place to another. He talks about it that it cannot do evil, neither is in them to do good. And so we talk about false gods in this nation today. There's more people worshiping something other than a true and living God than they are the real God. And so when we come down to this and start thinking about what do we truly worship and praise? I'm telling you, it's not a problem with me. I know where my bread's buttered. Do y'all? I don't have a problem with that. I know who takes care of me when I can't take care of myself. I know who heals me when I am powerless. I know who helps through the situations in life that we face. It's this Almighty God that we're talking about. Not something made by man, not something that just looks good, that can do no evil nor do any good. You know, that's the way the faults of gods of this world are. But there's so many people that are deceived and think they can set this up, they can make it look good, and that will be their God. I want to read about the real God. Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16. When I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Barak, the son of Nera, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. There is nothing too hard for thee. Now, we're going to get into this nothing too hard for thee in a few minutes, because I know the situation a lot of us have in our families. You know, if I looked at my family and thought, well, I'd like to see them all turn to God. I'd like to see them all serving Him. I'd like to see them all worshiping, praising Him. And I'm sure we've all got someone around us in the same situation or the same place. And I want you to know that there's times that I think, well, there's not anything I can do about it. And that's a truth. That's a truth spoken. Nothing I can do about it except pray, and then God can make the difference. And that's where we get into this. And it said, verse 18, it said, Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompenseth the iniquity of the fathers unto the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is His name. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thy eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Now, when we start thinking about this Almighty God, and we read down here in verse 19 that it says His eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways. Now, we start seeing a condition of God. If we want to be blessed, we need to be praising God. If we want to have the benefits of God's love and help in this life, we need to be worshiping and praising Him. When it comes down to this position, it said to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. So we're talking about a God that loves us enough to give us a privilege that we worship and praise Him. But also, He'll let you step aside and worship something false until you learn better. Until you learn better. And then that comes to the position of the church, that we educate people in worship and praise of an Almighty God instead of some idol set up, some false god set up that's made to look good. Now, some of them made to look real good. I know people that worship trucks and cars. Y'all? I do. I know people that sometimes worship boats. They spend more time with them than they do with God. And so, you know, there's a line here. And when it starts talking about this, over in verse 26, I want to put this in. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Can y'all read that scripture? What God said? He said, Is there anything too hard for me? You're up against a situation in life that you don't know how you're going to handle it. Turn it over to God. He said, Is there anything too hard for me? And He asked that question. And the question goes out to all of us today. We got family members that's not faithful to God or not faithful to the church, and we don't know how we're going to get them in. I'm going to tell you, there's hope, because God said, Nothing's too hard for me. Is there anything too hard for me? And I want to preach that to you this morning, that you go out of this house today and you understand that God is able. I mean, God can. There's nothing too hard for God. And so when we start having that understanding and knowledge, then we read down here in verse 19, and it talks about give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. You want things to get right in your life? You want things to be better? God has a plan for it. God has a plan. Let's go New Testament just for a few minutes. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Now, we're talking about educating people in the worship and praise of God. teaching them who to worship and how to worship and how to praise. So when we start talking about that and turning them away from false God, in verse 6, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6, it said, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." So we've got the power of the church and the ability of the church that we teach others, that we communicate unto them all good things, that we teach them all good things, right and wrong. There's a great need in this country today. It thrilled me when the little boy walked up here and he said, "That's Jesus. That's Jesus." And you know why it thrills me? Because I know we're trickling down. We're getting there. We're reaching them. That they know about Jesus. They can recognize him as a baby in the cradle. They can feel the power when they get older. So when we start talking about communicating and letting people know and teacheth in all good things, that's the responsibility of this church today. Now you might say, "Well, that's the responsibility of the pastor." With God's help, I'm going to do my part and I'll do yours. Amen. You know, and so we start looking at this, verse 7. Now here comes a condition. It said, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now that's pretty plain preaching. You know, it's not hard to understand. Anybody here don't understand that? You know, you don't have to get a dictionary out and look these words up. It says very plainly, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." And so if you're reaping bad, expect bad. It said, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life." If one condition we need to be in is that we are sowing to the Spirit. That's what controls us, and that's what we do. That takes care of our actions and our deeds and what we think about. And verse 9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So this is a promise from God. It said that if we don't faint, we're going to reap. And so if there's any doubt in your mind about fainting or falling by the wayside or quitting, I'm going to tell you, just put it out of your mind, put it out of your heart, and just keep moving forward. And it said, "You will reap if you faint not." And that's the promise of God to all of us. That was that last sermon Brother Fred preached to me. A lot of you know that. It's special to me. It's precious. Church starts Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Fred showed up about 4:30. Amen. Now, he's always early, but he showed up about 4:30, 15:05, and I thought, well, I'll walk on up there. I'll walk on up there. And I walked up here, and he's sitting in the dark, sitting right there where Melvin's sitting today. He's sitting here in the dark, and I flipped the lights on. I said, "Brother Fred, you're early, ain't you?" And he said, "No, sir, I'm not. I'm not early." I said, "You're not?" He said, "No." He said, "If you got time, sit down with me. I want to read you a few verses of Scripture." And this is what he read about not being weary and well-doing, "For in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And that might have been the last sermon he ever preached, and it was one-on-one, and boy, it had an effect. He said, "Don't faint." He said, "Just don't faint. Don't quit. Don't give up." He said, "It'll all be worth it." And I think so many times about that. So, you know, there's times we get disappointed and discouraged about what's taking place or what's not taking place in our lives. But according to the Word of God, it said, "In due season we shall reap if we faint not." It said, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith." And so that kind of narrows us in. We're supposed to do good to everybody, but especially those who are the household of faith. Who should come first? Your brothers and sisters in Christ. And after that, it goes out. It goes out from there. I want to finish with this. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Now, I spoke earlier about going back to catch that bus that was out singing Christmas carols because God had dealt with me. I mean, I was just on meltdown. I mean, he just got all over me. And I think about this so often that when I went in and I made that decision in my house that, yes, we're going to go catch that bus. We're going to go back and we're going to be with that church group and we're going to sing those Christmas carols. It wasn't just that I was going to sing Christmas carol. It was a commitment for life that I made that day. And that's where we need to be as Christians, that we're willing to make the commitment today that's good for a lifetime, that we don't go back. And I thought about this walk in the Spirit. You know, that's the day that I chose to walk in the Spirit of God and turn away from the other things of life. And it's helpful that we walk in the Spirit. In verse 17, it said, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law." And so I experienced a freedom that day when I made a decision. I'm no longer walking in the flesh. I'm changing this. I'm going to walk in the Spirit. Yeah, I'd been there before, but I'm telling you, there's times, you know, after a few years, and I got kind of bored in church, kind of got at odds with the pastor, got out, and it's the time to change my walk. I was going in the wrong direction, and I'm so thankful God allows U-turns. Boy, He'll let you turn around. You're going in the wrong direction today, turn around. God will allow it. God will be there to meet you as you turn. So when we think about these things, about walking in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, it takes a lot of pressure of the world off of us that we're walking in the Spirit. We're created a peculiar and different people. I'm going to tell you, you're different from the world. And you should be, because of Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross of Calvary should make the difference. I'm going to close that. I believe that's as far as I need to go today. Let's have a verse for song. Pray for all the people that's out visiting for Thanksgiving. I know we got several people out of town, here, there, and all over. Anybody that needs to pray, any need in your life, God can handle it. You know, I thought a minute ago, I thought I'm going to have an altar call. I'm not going to have an altar call. God is. If God calls you, that's when it'll work. That's when it'll have power. Y'all all stand to your feet. Whatever need you have in your life, God can handle it. He could take care of the situation for you today. Got something God's put on your heart? Take care of it. You know, I came out this morning expecting great things in the house of God. I'm not going to go away disappointed. I mean, I hadn't saw it, but I don't know everything. But I believe, I feel for sure that God sent a message to somebody that's going to alter their walk, that they're going to put it in line with Jesus. They're going to put it in God's will and God's way. And that's what it's all about, walking in the will of God, walking in the Spirit, that we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That makes it a lot easier in our life. We're going to do one more verse, and whatever it do or whatever it take to make your right, walk right with God, let's take care of it today. Whatever it might be. Everybody sing it. Lord God, that you'd help her in this situation that she faces, whatever it might be. God, just be with her and help her through. All in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe that's sufficient. Good to see everybody here. Pray you'll come back. Be with us every opportunity you have. Looking forward. We're in the busy season through Thanksgiving. And I'm telling you, by looking at church, you can tell Christmas has started, hadn't you? Christmas has started. So we got a busy time between now and then. But everybody just continue praying and depending on God for His help in each situation we face. Any word, anything before we go?